It's my privilege to be able to share the word of God with everybody today.
感谢神给我这个机会在这里与大家来传讲神的信息。
You may be wondering what I am doing right now in New York, where I have been for over 40 years.
你也许在想我现在在纽约40年的这段时间在做什么呢？
Well, I'm still a pastor there, and I'm part of the Reformed Church in America that has 1,000 churches in the United States and Canada.
我现在是在美国的纽约，在那里大概有1,000个教会，那么现在我是在那个改革中的教会。
And we just following our congregation. Our congregation meets at 10 o'clock, and following our service, there are 4 other services. Each one is a Chinese of a different shape.
而我们在那里的聚会差不多是早上十点，然后接下来有四个不同的聚会。那么其中一个是中文聚会。
We thank God that we are reaching out to the Chinese community.Who are coming in from China, and the local people, the Caucasians, somehow they move away. They go south. We are in New York is in the north, and then they move south to Florida, to South Carolina, to North Carolina, because the prices of the houses, since the Chinese are moving, they have gone up.
因为我们在那里的华人的社群增加，所以在那里呢有一些在那里的欧美人美国的公民呢，他们就往南移到南卡罗来呢，住佛罗里达，因为那里的地价比我们那里便宜，因为自从华人移民进来之后，那里的房地价的价格上涨。
Anyway, I do not want to spend too much time telling those things, but I want to.Go into the Word of God as quickly as possible.
我不要花太多时间讲，但先我要用很快的时间来讲神的话语。
Thank God for the Word of God, that has been the foundation of the Bible Presbyterian Church.
感谢主，这个圣经是杜青圣经长老会的基础。
And as a result of the Word of God, we have become believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
因着神的话语，我们成为在主耶稣基督里的信徒。
We are looking at Psalm 139.
我们在看诗篇第139篇。
Psalm 139 is a long psalm which has 24 verses.
诗篇139篇是一段很长的诗篇，有24节。
I believe it's harder to remember 24 verses, but I will try to make it simple for everybody.Both for you and me, we will reduce these 24 verses to 4 words.
我们要用这24节的经文把它浓缩成四个词汇。
Now this particular psalm is very beautifully arranged.
这个诗篇很美妙的来形容。
Every 6 verses, there's one idea about God.There's one attribute of God.
每六节呢，就形容到神的一个属性。
So the first 6 verses, it talks about the omniscience of God. That means God knows everything.
头六节呢，讲到神是无所不知的。
And then the next 6 verses, it talks about God's omnipresence. He is everywhere.
接下来的六节呢，就讲到神是无所不在。
And then we come to the next 6 verses. It talks about God being all-powerful.
接下来的六节呢，是讲到神是全能的。
And then finally, the last 4 verses, it talks about God being all-righteous.
而最后的六节呢，是讲到神是全然公义的。
I hope you agree with me that 4 words are easier to remember than 24 verses.
所以我相信大家都认为四个词汇比24节还容易记。
Oh, this of course has been given to King David by inspiration.
这个诗篇是神借着启示告诉大卫王。
Now he got this psalm in order to bless us.
他有这段经文让我们能够得到祝福。
Thank God that this is the kind of God that we have. This is the God that we have. He is all knowing. He knows everything.
感谢主，我们的主是无所不知的。
He knows everything about the world. He knows everything about you. He knows everything about me.
神知道一切，他知道你，也知道我，所有一切。
Now you look at verse 1, it's very beautiful. This is how David describes this omniscient God. He says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me.
第一节说，耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。
God is interested in what David did.
而神是在乎大卫。
Even as simple a thing as sitting down and rising up, God was interested.
甚至他坐下他起来神都愿意知道。
look at the verse again, look at verse 2 again. You know when I sit and when I rise.
第二节说，我坐下我起来你都晓得。
Well, you go a step further. God knows some things that we don't know.
然后我们再进一步看，神知道我们所不知道的。
God knows our thoughts, even though the thoughts are not expressed yet.He already knows the thoughts.
神也知道我们的意念。
He says, you perceive my thoughts from afar.
那你说你从远处知道我的意念。
You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways.
我行路我躺卧你都细查，你也深知我一切所行的。
Isn't that beautiful that we have such a God?
难道这不是一个美妙的，就是知道神的？
Who knows everything about us?
就是他知道我们所有一切。
But we don't stop there.
但是我们不停在这里。
We don't say that God knows everything about us and then stop. No, He knows everything about us and loves us just the same.
而神知道我们的一切，他也是爱我们。
And look at verse 4 again. Verse 4, beautiful.Before the word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord.
第四节说，耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
Not after I have expressed it, even when I'm not expressing, God already knows it.
甚至我还没有表达之前，神就已经知道。
That's why King David exclaimed, O Lord. He has a beautiful relationship with the God that he worships.
所以大卫王是如此的形容神，他与神之间美好的关系。
We ask ourselves the question, do you have this relationship with this God of the Bible?
所以我们要问自己一个问题，我们是否与神有这样美好的关系呢？
Are we able to call him, O Lord, my God?
我们是否能够称呼他耶和华我们的主神啊？
If we say, O Lord, that's not so good. If you are not able to say,O Lord, my God.
假如我们只是说我们的主啊还不够，我们还要说我们的主，我们的神啊。
So David was a great man. David was a godly man.
大卫是一个伟大的君王和敬畏神的人。
Now look at verse 5.
第五节说，
You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain.
那你说你在我前后环绕我，安守在我身上，这样的知识奇妙是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。
When his hand is upon us, it is a hand of protection.
当他的手在我们身上，乃是保护我们。
He protects us in all directions.
他从四面 环绕保护我们。
He clears the path before we tread.
他在我们 前面开路，在我们还没走之前。
That's why David says in verse 6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain.
所以第六节说，这样的知识奇妙是我不能测的。
So there are many things about God that we can never fully understand.
所以我们不能够明白神的所有的一切。
And David was a great king. There are 150 psalms.Out of the 150 psalms, he gave us 75.
而大卫在150篇的诗篇里面，他写了75篇的诗篇。
I'm amazing man. Let's move on to the verse 7.
那我们看第七节。
And、this time, God is everywhere.
讲到神是无所不在的。
The first six verses, God knows all things, but when you come to the next six verses, God is everywhere.
我们看到头六节讲到神是无所不知，接下来的六节是无所不在。
That means no matter where you go, He'll be there. You cannot run away from Him.
无论我们在哪里，神都在那里，我们逃避不了神。
Look at verse 7.Verse 7 says, Where can I go from your spirit?
第七节说我往哪里去躲避你的灵?
Where can I flee from your presence?
我往哪里逃避你的面?
If I go up to the heavens, you are there.
若若升到天上,你在那里。
If I make my bed in the depths, you are there.
我若在阴间下榻,你也在那里。
Now we have three heavens at least.
我们是否见到天堂呢?
You look up the sky, you see the clouds and the birds, that's heaven number one.
我们是否看到天上天空呢? 那是第一层天。
And we go beyond the clouds, you have space, that's heaven number two.
然后我们超越这个云之上呢是第二层的天空。
That's why scientists send capsules into that particular heaven, that's called second heaven.And the third heaven is where God lives.
然后的第二层天就是许多科学家发射这个卫星到那里，这是第二层天。然后第三层天就是圣经所说的天堂。
So for David to give us that expression, it has to come from Revelation. Otherwise, he wouldn't have known.
所以大卫给我们这样的形容，肯定就是神所启示的，不然我们就不知道。
And he tells us in verse 8.Verse 9, if I rise on the wings of the dawn, in other words, he is telling us early in the morning, I rise up very early. If I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast.
第九节说，我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住，或就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
How does God love us?
神怎么爱我们？
God loves us by giving us security.
神爱我们来保护我们。
You know, I was hearing the message this morning. It was quite interesting. I was reminded of what Jesus says.
我在今早的澡堂里面的信息，听到信息耶稣所说的。
The Father holds me. The Father holds me.
神的手在牵引着我。
Then the Son also holds me.Jesus Christ also holds me.
神的爱子耶稣的手也在牵引着我。
And then Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Then we are held both by the Father and the Son.
而耶稣说，我父与我原为一，所以父和子都在握着我的手。
We are very secure.
我们是非常的安全的。
Now in the Christian church, there are people who believe that you can lose your salvation.
有些教会认为你会失去救恩。
Thank God, the Bible is very clear. We can never lose our salvation.
感谢主，圣经很清楚说我们不会失去救恩。
Now, if somebody has lost his salvation, that means he has never had it in the first place.
假如或者有人所谓会失去救恩，其实他根本首先就还没有得到。
Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
你是否已经信靠耶稣呢?
Do you have eternal life?
你是否有永生呢?
Every Christian should be able to say, I have eternal life.
每一个基督徒都应该说我有永生在我里面。
Does God want us to know that we have eternal life? Does he want us to know that we have eternal life?
他是否要我们知道我们有永生呢?
He does.
他会。
He does. First John.Verse 5, chapter 5, verse 13.
在约翰一书第五章十三节那里说
，John says, "I write this to you, who believe in the Son of God, that you have eternal life."
我将这些话写给你们这信奉神儿子之名的人，叫你们知道自己有永生。
That you may continue to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
使你能够继续来信靠耶稣基督。
He wants us to be secure. He wants us to be.Assured.
还要我们得到保障，要我们得到确定。
I'm also aware there are some people who believe that they can lose their salvation.
我相信有的人认为他们会失去救恩。
Thank God, the Bible doesn't support that.
但是我们感谢主，圣经并不支持这一点。
All right, let's go on.
我们继续。
Verse 11. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even I'm in the darkest of all places, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For us, we are governed by day and night. For God, everything is day.
在十一节说，我若说，黑暗必定遮蔽我，我周围的亮光必定会成为黑夜，黑暗不能遮蔽我，使你不见。黑夜如白昼发光，黑暗和光明在你看都是一样。在神看来，黑暗和白昼在神都是看来是白昼。
We are creatures of the earth.
我们是这地上的活物。
Governed by the earth and the planetary system, but not God. God is above the earth. He is the creator of the planetary system.
我们是在这地球上的这个受创造物，所以我们都受这个地球的定律所影响。但是神是在地球以外，他完全不受这一切影响。
That's why we have verse 12. See, for darkness is as light to you. In other words, as far as God is concerned.There is no such thing as darkness.
所以只要是关乎神，在神里面没有黑暗。
And then he comes to talk about how we were created.
这就讲到我们是如何被创造的。
Even before we were conceived, God already knew it.
甚至我们还在母胎中。
Look at verse 12, verse 13. For you created my inmost being.You knit me together in my mother's womb.
十三节说，我的肺腑是你所造的，在我母腹中你复辟我。
He's talking about our conception in the womb of our mother.
这是讲到我们在母腹里面。
God has a hand in it.
神的手在其中。
That's why he's telling us to praise the Lord. In verse 14, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
所以我们要赞美神，因为神让我们受造奇妙可畏。
Well, this is what you call medical science. You have to go to the doctors to tell you how some part of a man and then the egg of a woman they come together, they form a new life.
而这我们看到在神的创造里面，这个精子和卵子的结合，所以有了新的生命。
Verse 15, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place.
在十五节说，我暗中塑造，在地的深处被联络，那是我的形体不向你隐藏。
You see here, he talks about the human point of view, but God knows everything.
那是用人的眼光来看，但是神深知我们的一切。
Here is what you call a metaphor. Metaphor means say something to mean something else.When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, it doesn't talk about the meaning of the depth of the earth. No, it's right, something that nobody knows. In our mother's womb is compared to that of the depth of the earth.
而在十五节那里是用一段的词来形容在地的深处被联络，不是说真的在地，乃是形容在一个深处被联络。
Look at what he says in verse 16. Your eyes saw my unformed body.All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
十六节说，我尚未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都已经写在你的册上了。
This is again a very beautiful verse. It tells us the lifespan given to human beings, given to humankind.
这是讲到人的一生的年日。
Do you know that the lifespan of a human being hasn't changed much since the time of Moses?
自从摩西的日子以来，我们人的一生的寿命还没有改变多少。
Moses gave us Psalm 90.
摩西在诗篇90篇那里说，
Moses' time and our time is about 3,000 years.
摩西的年代距离我们大概有3000年。
Jesus to our time here.Is more than 2,000 years.
耶稣基督的年代跟我们现在相比是大概有2000年的时间。 多过两千年。
So if you go to David, it's 1000 BC. Go Moses even more longer than that. It's 1500 BC. Abraham 2000 BC. 2000 Abraham until now is 4000 years.
所以大卫记录我们大概是三千年前，然后摩西大概是在三千年之前，然后亚伯拉罕大概是四千年之前。
David tells us in Psalm 90 the lifespan of an average man or woman during his time was 70 years.
摩西在诗篇九十篇那里说，我们一生的年日是七十岁。
Moses was the exception.He lived to 120.
摩西是例外，他活到120岁。
Very unusual. And he knew that he was the exception. Most of the people during his time who came out of the land of Egypt, they passed away at 70.
但摩西是独特的例子，摩西的那时候的人呢，大概活的是七八十岁。
All the days ordained for me were written in a book.
我的年日呢，都写在你的册上。
You see here, it tells us that God has determined for each one of us the length of days or the length of years that He wants us to be on the face of the earth.
而神在我们每一个人的生命中就已经定下他的计划时间。
So as a rule, the average lifespan is still 70, 70 years and 10. If you live beyond 70, every year someone has said it's a bonus.
一般来说，我们的年日是七十岁。假如你活过七十岁，每一天都是花红。
Thank God I met some people who are in the 90s and still very sharp in the mind and still very active with the limbs.
我看见一些活到九十岁的思想还很敏锐，他们行动也很自如。
Every day is a gift.
每一天都是神的恩赐。
That's why we have the word present.
所以为什么我们有这个英文词 present 就是礼物的意思
It's a gift. Every day is a gift. So thank God, the first thing in the morning we wake up, thank the Lord.
每天早上我们起来就是感谢神
For giving us another day.
就是给我们另外一天
To enjoy Him.
来享受神
In the Westminster Confession of Faith, or one Westminster Solar Catechism, what is man's chief end? Man's chief end, yeah.Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
在威斯敏特斯特的第一条文就是说，人的终极目标是来享受神，来赞美荣耀神。
And you can see here, David has a special relationship with God. He says, "How precious to me are your thoughts, O God? How vast is the sum of them?"
所以大卫与神有美好的关系。他说第十七节说，你的意念向我何等宝贵，我若数点。
Some of God's thoughts he could understand, but some of God's thoughts he couldn't understand.
有一些神的事大卫不能明白，但是有一些关乎神的事大卫却可以明白。
And he recognized that, and that's why he said, "How vast is the sum of them?" Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I'm still with you.
所以大卫知道神像他的意念何等的多宝贵，他若数点比海沙更多。
Nobody has ever counted the grains of sand on the shore.
没有人能够计算这个海沙有多少。
This is what we call a metaphor.
这是一个形容词。
It's a kind of exaggeration to tell us that it's something beyond our understanding.
这是一种形容，告诉我们呢是超乎我们所能明白的。
The most important thing that we have to remember in this verse.Is that God is still with us? He says, "I am still with you."
很重要的一点，从这经文告诉我们说，神与我们同在。
And then we come to the last six verses of the psalm.
让我们看在诗篇的最后六节。
Now he has to do with righteousness. That God is not only everywhere. God not only knows everything. God not only is all powerful.God is all righteous.
诗篇不但告诉我们神是无所不知、无所不能、无所不在，也告诉我们神是全然公义的。
We don't live in the ideal world. We live in a fallen world.
我们不活在这个理想的世界，我们乃是活在堕落的世界。
When I say fallen world means the sin that Adam and Eve committed continues today.
当我讲到堕落的世界，是因为亚当我们始终犯的罪，直到现在。
That is why we need a savior. We need redemption.
所以我们需要救主，我们需要被救赎。
That's why there is wickedness in the world. Wickedness.
为什么在这世界上有这个邪恶？
And here he says something which some Christians may find strange. He says, if only you will slay the wicked, O God, away from me, you bloodthirsty man.
所以在十九节说，神啊，你必杀戮恶人，好流连舍的离开我去。
In an ideal world, we don't say this kind of thing, but we are in a fallen world.
在这理想的世界里面不会这样说，但是我们是在堕落的世界。
Sin is very real. Wickedness is very real. Therefore, as believers, we cannot be neutral. We have to side with God.
而我们在这个世界里面会面对这个罪恶和这个邪恶。
You see, the psalmist talks about those people who are opposed to God. They were not neutral. They spoke evil against God.
我们看见那些邪恶的人，他们讲恶言顶撞神。
Look at what he says in verse 20. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name.
在二十节说，他们说恶言顶撞你，你的仇敌也妄称你的名。
He cares, he values the name of God. He cares for the name of God.He values the name of God.
神在乎，神关心神的仆人。
Have you been among people who like to curse?
你是否在一群人当中很喜欢咒主人的当中呢？
Sometimes you will be sitting with a group of people, and then they curse and they use the name of Jesus in vain. What will you do? What is your response?
可能你在一群人当中，他们用耶稣的名来咒骂神，你的反应是什么呢？
I remember one testimony of a Christian man who was in such a situation.
我知道有一个弟兄，他有这个见证说。
And he was with a group of people, and these people who were sitting with him were cursing God and using the name of Jesus Christ in vain.
而这群人他们在咒主神，用耶稣的名。
So he could do one or two things. One or two things. Number one, he could walk away.
他可以做其中一件事情，就是他可以走开。
Or he could say, "Excuse me. Please, don't misuse Jesus' name."
他可以告诉人说，请你不要来妄称耶稣的名。
Now what does Jesus mean to you?
耶稣的名对你来说有什么意义？
Thank God he was able to respond.
所以他就能够来回应。
He said, "Jesus is my Lord."
他说：“耶稣是我的主。”
Jesus is my Savior.
耶稣是我的救主。
So that silenced the other guy. The other guy became silent, and he began to respect the name of Jesus.
然后呢，人就保持沉默，他开始尊重耶稣。
That's a simple testimony.
这是很简单的。
You don't have to preach the gospel. You don't have to say now. Look here, I go to New Life BP Church. You don't have to say that. You say now. Don't do that.
你不需要告诉他传福音，不需要告诉他你来生命堂。
Jesus may not mean anything to you, but he means everything to me.
耶稣对你来说可能无关重要，但是耶稣对我来说是至关重要。
So here you can see in verse 22, beautiful here. He said, "I am nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies." Verse 22.
所以第二十二节说，我切切的恨恶他们，以他们为仇敌。
As I've said earlier, we don't live in the ideal world.
我之前说过，我们不活在这理想的世界。
We live in a fallen world, and in a fallen world, evil is present, wickedness is present, and we are on this earth to act as salt and also as light.
之前我说过，我们不活在这理想的世界，乃是堕落的世界。在这堕落的世界有邪恶，所以我们在这世界里面要做世界的光和世界的盐。
In other words, let people around you know something about Jesus.
所以让你周围的人知道耶稣，认识耶稣。
At least you are not neutral.
所以你不是站在一个中立者的身份。
And then, just in case that people jump to a conclusion and conclude wrongly, he says, he prayed a wonderful prayer. He says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting.
所以在第二十三节说，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，思念我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
If we pray this prayer, if we ask, O God, search me and know my heart,
这是否是我们的祷告，来求神说，鉴察我，知道我的意念呢？
Test me and know my anxious thoughts,
试炼我是否知道我的意念呢？
What is our response?
我们的反应是什么呢？
What is God's answer?
神的回答是什么呢？
We are sinful.
我们是有罪的。
We have fallen short of the glory of God.
我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
That's why you and I must come to Jesus Christ.
所以你和我必须来到耶稣那里。
And every day, every time we come before the presence of God, we recognize that we stand before him righteous.
所以每一天我们来到神的面前的时候，我们知道我们是要求他的公义在我们身上。
What kind of righteousness are we talking about?
是什么样的公义呢？
We are not talking about relative righteousness.
我们不是讲到相对性的公义。
Relative righteousness means you are more righteous than your neighbor.
我们不是相对性公义，是说你比你的旁边的人更公义。
Maybe the whole congregation here are more righteous than, say, people in Changi prison.
或者说，这个在这里的会众比樟宜监狱的人更加有义。
Be that as it may, that kind of righteousness that we have, right, or relative righteousness, will not allow us to go to heaven.
这样相比的之下的这个公义不能够带我们到天堂。
Why?
为什么？
Because heaven is a perfect place.
因为天堂是一个完美的地方。
The righteousness that we have still makes us imperfect.
我们现在所有的义仍然使我们不完全。
That is why we need the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么我们需要耶稣基督的义在我们身上。
On our own,
在我们家里，
we will never be able to have that kind of righteousness.A perfect righteousness on our own.
我们自己不能够有这样的公义。
So we must have the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
我们必须要有耶稣基督的义在我们身上。
How do we have it?
我们要如何拥有呢？
How can I have the righteousness of Jesus Christ?
我们要怎么有耶稣基督的义？
Thank God. Thank God.
感谢主。
The good news is that we can have that righteousness of Jesus Christ simply by faith in Him.
我们能够有耶稣基督的义，只要我们来信靠耶稣。
Let me read to you from Romans chapter 3.
在罗马书第三章
verse 22.
第三二十二节说，
This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.
这就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
Do you have it?
你是否有这个义？
Do I have it?
我是否有这个义？
Thank God, I can answer, and also can you. Yes, we have it.
感谢主，我能够回答，我相信你也能够回答，我们有。
We have the righteousness credited to us. NIV translation, KJV says,Imputed to us, given to us as a gift.
我们感谢主，耶稣基督的义加在我们的身上。
And once we have it, once we have this righteousness, we call it imputed righteousness, then we will express our progressive righteousness.
我们当我们拥有这加给我们的义的时候，我们就有那个坚持性的这个义行出来。
So in our daily life, God has given us the means of grace so that increasingly we will be able to live the kind of life that God wants us to live.
因着神加给我们的义，所以我们每一天就能够行出神要我们行的这个义。
We call this the means of grace that God has given us to use so that we will live the kind of life that God wants us to live.
这乃是神所给我们的恩典，使我们能够活出神要我们活的生命。
What are the means of grace? In order to that we must exercise so that we will live the kind of life God wants us to live.
这恩典的途径是什么？使我们能够活出神要我们活的生命呢
？All right, number one, worship, coming to church on Sundays, and then, if possible, come on the weekday for prayer meeting.
而我们知道这样的我们这样来聚会，常常来聚会，帮助我们能够来更加能够明白神的恩典。
In some churches, they also have what you call home fellowship.So this is another means of grace.
我们也看到有一些家庭，他们有这个家庭团契，也是另外一个让我们能够认识神的恩典。
And then, of course, prayer,
祷告
individually and corporately.
个人的祷告和公祷。
So the most important thing about Psalm 139 is the righteousness that has been given to us, so that we.Will be qualified to enter heaven.
所以我们看到诗篇一百三十九篇，让我们看到这个公义能够赐给我们，使我们能够到天上那里去。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your servant David who has given us this psalm.
向天父，我们感谢你的仆人大卫赐给我们这篇诗篇。
While he has this wonderful relationship with you.We pray also that we will have this wonderful relationship with you.
他与你有这美好的关系，求主你使我们也和你有这美好的关系。
To recognize that you are a God who knows everything and He is everywhere.
来认定神你是无所不知，你也是无所不在。
And you are all powerful.
你也是无所不能。
All powerful to protect us in this life.
来保护我们在这一生。
Thank you for this reality.
感谢主赐给我们这应许。
And it begins with the righteousness that we have received from you as a gift.
我们也感谢主赐给我们这公义来成为我们的恩典。
I pray, Lord, that everyone in this congregation will have this righteousness.
求主你帮助我们在座的每一位都有这样的义在我们生命中。
By faith in Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督，因信耶稣基督而有。
In your name we pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告，
Amen.
Amen.